A sigh of relief broke from his parched lips, and the color came back to his cheeks. Ask him to come in at once, Francis. He felt that he was himself again. His mood of cowardice had passed away. The man bowed and retired. In a few moments, Alan Campbell walked in, looking very stern and rather pale, his pallor being intensified by his coal black hair and dark eyebrows. Alan, this is kind of you. I thank you for coming.
I had intended never to enter your house again, Gray. But you said it was a matter of life and death.
His voice was hard and cold,